escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate when cake stretches because it's, you know how they say yawns are contagious?
Yeah.
It just plants the seed of how tired I am.
Sure.
Now I want to stretch and yawn.
You got to stretch the body, JP. You can't just sit here like a bump on a log for 4 straight hours.
I've been trying to follow Jason's lead a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know that I do it as often as he does, but he'll just walk over to the sales office.
Yeah, he just
get some steps in.
He randomly just takes laps around the building.
So I started doing a loop recently, and I'll just get some steps in. I don't have an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or anything to track
I'll tell
it.
You. I know it's like a fad, but we've had it for 6 months now, and 3 of the 4 of us, that are my daughter Meg will be starting her job in New York City in October, so she's with us right now. But Meg, my wife, and me, we're jigglers. We get on the vibration plates every day for at least 10 minutes. We say, it's my turn to go jiggle.
What's the vibrating plate?
It's supposed to like drain your lymphatic system, all the toxins, everything gets stuck inside you.
All right.
You just jiggle for 10 minutes. So we say, it's my turn to go jiggle. And you just stand on there and you watch whatever you're watching on TV or listen to your podcast or whatever you're doing.
Okay.
And you just stand there and you know how it's working because your body gets all itchy. And what that is your lymph system draining out all your toxins.
I've seen it at Lifetime Fitness,
similar,
and I've been
to using
on it.
A rebounder. A lot of people tout the benefits of bouncing on a little rebounder.
I just assumed that thing was super expensive.
No, they're $100 or less.
Really?
Oh yeah, a jiggler, a vibration plate. We're big into it. We're big into the
gym. I've seen it at the gym.
That's is that the actual name of it, or that's
no? They're calling them vibration plates.
Okay.
But I call them the jiggler because literally you get on your entire body. I put it up.
But
to
you
100.
Don't do exercises while you're on. I usually see people kind of doing.
I mean,
hold the bar and do squats.
Sometimes I'll do little squats.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, I'd rather just sometimes I just put my computer in front of me and I just jiggle for 10 minutes. You know. But you feel it. It's definitely doing something because you get. Your whole body gets itchy.
I just thought it was to kind of get your blood flowing. I don't.
All of that. Get your blood flowing, but it's supposed to affect your lymphatic system. And, you know, you see studies that say, it might do 26% of this, or 20, you know, marginal impacts on you, but we like it. We do it.
Well, I don't know that my walking is going to do much of an impact, but I'm just trying to get some steps
especially
in.
Especially when you're old farts like us. I said this to my daughter the other day, too. We were driving somewhere, and there was a guy my age-ish, and this is how he was running. I'm going to demonstrate for our monumental people, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm like...
So like 15-minute mile.
Like real running or on a treadmill running?
No.
He was like slightly faster than a walk.
Okay.
Maybe slower than a walk.
Right.
But he was feigning walking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said to my daughter, I said, what is he doing? Like, I know you can't give it up. It's hard. We're aging. but you've clearly aged out of running. It's right. not your thing. Everybody says walking is the best thing for you. Like, maybe running's great too, but nothing's better for you than walking. Walking's great for all of us.
You just have to commit to time. Like, you're walking your dog. Mm-hmm. That's part of it. Sure. You're out in nature and sort of thing. So, like, if you just did regular walking, not, like, uphill walking on a treadmill, I think to get your benefits, you got to at least go 30 to 45 minutes.
I think it depends. But you got to just be active. The worst thing you could do is what I did for about a 7 or 8 year period when I was playing poker online and I was 14 days. Worst thing you could do is be a sitter.
I've been a sitter the last 6 months. I haven't done much.
That's literally the worst thing you can do.
The other day, I dropped off Isabella at her soccer practice, and it happened to be at Walter Johnson High School, and they have a track, and I've got basically an hour and a half to kill. I actually went on my computer for a little while in my air-conditioned car.
I know what I would have done. I would have gone, because Walter Johnson's right down the street from Montgomery Mall. I would have gone to the mall, probably gotten a pretzel, and try to find a Hot Topic, buy an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Is that even still a thing? There are a few sprinkled here and there,
but Hot Topics are, they're like, it's like finding a Bigfoot. Like,
I don't know if they have one there.
Dude, when I drive up and down the East Coast.
And I would never go there anyway. I would go to the food court, but I was planning on going to the food court with my daughter after soccer practice.
Yeah.
Our Montgomery Mall, and I will go there around Christmas time, I guess. Maybe try to, you know, scramble and get a couple gifts. Usually most of us do that stuff is like via Amazon or something. But I don't go to the mall. And a lot of people don't go to the mall anymore. Yeah. But it's a pretty well-frequented mall still. It's surviving okay-ish.
Yep.
But when I drive up and down the East Coast, you know, for all my kids' stuff, there's so many empty malls.
Oh, malls are just dying?
I mean, that's not news breaking. Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody knows it. But
turning them into pickleball courts?
I mean, there's just so many, like, empty old, like, Macy's or just, like... The malls are just, who goes to the mall? They're just dead. They're freaking dead.
Well, I mean, it depends on the mall. Because, like, I was at Columbia Mall, like, 3 weeks ago, hopping. I had to park.
How?
Basically out
are
by.
Are they trying to get out of
heat? I had to park basically out by Meriwether Post Pavilion.
Montgomery Mall is so pretty busy all the time.
I say Montgomery Mall does pretty well.
But I didn't go to Montgomery Mall. I started to walk on the track.
Ah.
And I did.
Boring.
Two laps. And then I was looking at the other people.
There's old
that
people
were walking around. I mean, I am an old person.
Yeah.
So that place is busy. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of soccer things happening. They're actual, you know, probably athletes from Walter Johnson or maybe close areas that are like running on the track, running full speed. But after two laps walking, I just felt like such a loser that I decided to try and run a mile, which my doctor told me not to run anymore. But I figured the track's
soccer,
a little bit softer.
Him. Yeah.
I know more than the doctor.
No, I know it's going to...
I don't have a problem with you disobeying him.
No, believe me, I had to ice both knees afterwards, but...
Oh, you're so cooked.
Oh, yeah.
Washed.
I'm basically bone on bone. I'm on the bullet train for knee replacement surgery. Bullet train.
I can only imagine the copay for that.
I was like, I got to beat an 8-minute mile. Couldn't do it.
8-minute mile? You're not even supposed to be running. How are you going to beat an 8-minute mile?
You're going to stroke out, dude. You're still clinging to these, like, 30-year-old.
My last race was with Kelsey pushed me. Yeah. Was about a year and a half ago, and I beat 8-minute mile for 10 miles.
That's crazy. I mean, you just way superseded probably what you should be doing, especially with your broken body.
Yeah, you're...
I mean, your body is garbage.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, you've run your last race.
It's sad.
I mean, it's just, you have.
It's sad, but then I was talking to a buddy who did have replacement surgery, and he said he just had finished his last day of rehab and that the PT actually was having him do suicides.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I wish I did it years earlier.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying, bullet train. For people that have those surgeries, sometimes they can recover and get back to doing the things that they used to do.
Mm-hmm. I've come to grips with my age. I'll do these videos with my kids where I'll help them work out, and I'll look at myself, and I'm just stunned at how old I look. I mean, it's, like, stunning. But I've come to grips that I'm no longer a runner. Running's out. I could play golf. I could stretch. I go for walks. I can shoot baskets.
Pickleball,
playing tennis and stuff. But I'm not – when I play tennis with my wife, I think I've said this to Drab many times, we just hit. And if she hits a great shot, I ain't going for it. Mm-hmm. I just say, nice shot. And boom, you know, hit another one. I'm not running from side to side. And if you could drop shot me, all you'll win every point. Because I'm not
just
going
barely
for
get it over the
That's
net.
Not what I'm doing. I'm into just hitting strokes.
Not in sudden bursts where you could snap something.
I'm out. There has to be a time where you acknowledge it.
Sure.
That the running part of my life is behind me. Running is behind
You've
me.
You've run
okay?
past well, the running porch of your life.
I don't mean this. I have run my last race.
I think that I've run my last race. I mean, we'll see what happens after I have replacement surgery. But a lot of people have told me I should try cycling.
I do like that.
Well, when I was like at that. The happy hour with Bish and all the media people and Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, B. Mitch, you know, was holding court like he always does.
Sure.
And cycling came up. He started talking about how much money he spent on his bikes.
Yeah. Oh, his bikes are thousands and thousands of dollars.
Thousands and thousands. It started with thousands.
Yeah.
And then it like ballooned to like 9,000. Then it got to like 15,000. And he's got what he calls a Ferrari. I mean, it's more than the price of a lot of our cars.
I'm sure it is. He takes his cycling
I don't know if
serious.
He wants me to say how much it is.
He takes.
But let's put it this way. I put out the 15,000.
Yeah.
It's well north of that.
He takes his cycling seriously. If you're spending five figures on your bikes, you are a cycling nerd. And look, you want the best. So he's paying for the best.
I
can understand it.
I have a buddy that he's super in shape. He's a little bit older than I am, but he's super in shape, and he'll go for 50-mile bike rides.
Mm-hmm.
And he has those expensive bikes. And I have like a $500 bike, okay? Which is basically like having a... It's like having a big wheel.
Did you even get hooked with that from a listener?
No, I paid for it, but I got hooked in a sense that they found it in a time where you couldn't find bikes in the country.
Mm-hmm. This guy, like our listener from Minnesota,
it was the time, you know, when everybody was trying to get out of the house, and you literally couldn't find a bike.
Mm-hmm.
So he found the bike for me. I paid for it. It was like a $500 bike, which is like having a big wheel.
So who,
okay, right. In the biking community, like it's probably heavy.
Sure.
It's, you know, what do I know? Right. My bike needs a tune-up. I'm too embarrassed to bring it to my buddy's house because it's such a hoopty. Like it needs a tune-up. It needs the gears to be.
You need to bring it to just a random like bike doctor. You can't bring it. You can't bring it to a bike snob.
I can't
house.
Bring it to my bike. And he was totally helping, and I've prefaced it by saying, "Man, it's a real hoopty." I'm embarrassed to even put it in the car because to the bike guys, they're gonna look at this thing and it looks like it's something Valdez drives. You know what I mean?
Like it's Valdez just catching strays. Like, over there.
A hoopty. I'm teasing you, Valdez. It's just a hoopty. I can't. I don't know what to do. And so I'm paralyzed. I can't drive it because my gears don't work right. I literally couldn't get one pedal off it. So I have one pedal that looks like, let's say it's a black pedal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like plastic.
Yeah.
And I have another pedal that's like steel.
You have a hodgepodge bike.
I have two totally different pedals.
That is embarrassing.
I don't know. A lot of people have told me I should try it. I was thinking about this psychologically. Maybe I don't want to do it because I got in that big accident when I was a kid on the bike.
It was your own dumbass fault.
When you got hit by a car?
Yeah.
Well, do you know the details?
No, I was there. It doesn't matter to bore people to tears, but JP was holding tennis balls and racing down a hill and couldn't make the turn, got hit by a car.
He wasn't even holding tennis balls in his sleeve. He was trying to do the Johnny Bench bit and holding him in his bare hand.
I know, because he's stupid.
And a tennis racket.
And a racket.
While I was racing EB's brother.
Well, you should. I mean, yeah, you should. That would be right up your alley. Why wouldn't you do that?
I'm not interested.
Yeah, well, then it's not going to happen.
Probably not.
No.
You were a young bowler. If you started a bowling team, I would be in.
Maybe we'll have to do that.
I would be in. If you started a bowling team, I would 100% join. I won't join Wednesday night golf leagues. Right. I hate all that stuff. I would join your bowling.
You can get fancy
but wouldn't we
kind of
suck? We'd need to find somebody that bowls like 200. Like well, I think I bowl sure like a, I think I bowl like an average of like 130.
I just want an excuse to go bowling.
drink beer and eat pizza and bowl all at the same time.
EB took a class.
I actually like bowling.
You know, he got a credit at the University of Maryland in bowling.
It's an elective. You need to fill up your electives.
Yeah, some people took golf. Some people took, you know, whatever.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I took bowling. I loved it. Frank Wycheck was in my class.
You don't still have my dad's bag. That thing was a relic.
I got gifted a new bag.
Yeah.
For my ball. I had my own ball cakes.
I understand.
Yeah. He got sliced from my dad's bowling bag, had to have been from the 60s.
Had to be. You need a bag for your ball. You can't walk around with no bag. You can't just walk around carrying a bowling ball.
What did it say on your ball? Did it say Bic or EB?
I think it says Bic.
If I ever
your old school nickname.
If I bowl again, I'm putting these two fingers in and I'm keeping the thumb out. I can't sustain another bowling injury to my thumb.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Well, you have to get your own ball, because if you go to a bowling alley and use those balls, you're a rube. Because the holes never, to hold it correctly, you need to have the spacing. For some reason, at public bowling alleys.
You need a fitting.
I bowl once every 5 years.
They put
the holes my own ball
too close to each other. I want to say a word that I'm not allowed to say anymore. It doesn't make sense why they put the three holes so close to each other. You're not supposed to hold a bowling ball like this. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Maybe it's for kids. Well, no, like a 15-pound ball, 16-pound ball. Like, I don't understand it. The holes have to be very spread apart.
Why weren't you on my bowling team when we were kids? Cakes was, his brother was.
Yeah, and I was Nubs.
We had a team. That was duck pin.
Yeah. Duck pin bowling is fun. You think it's not fun? At some point.
Yeah, I would have done. Nobody asked. Wasn't invited.
Just throw that little ass ball halfway down the lane in the air. Have it bounce a few times.
Bowling league. Draft. So the last time I went bowling, by the way.
Bowling appearance? With who? The listeners?
Yeah. Bowling appearance.
I'm guessing they'll have to stop playing pinochle first.
Yeah. Yeah. I love bowling. You don't love bowling. Bowling's so fun.
We had a good time.
You bought me a bowling ball.
I bought you a ball.
You bought him a ball.
Did you get the holes drilled?
Of course. I've never used it since.
Was it the only time when we were celebrating our number one ratings? Those were the days.
I mean, that's so far ago.
Why haven't you used it? I'm hurt.
We haven't. Maybe I've used it once or twice.
Come on. I forgot I got you a ball.
You did. Yeah. We were all jacked for a while.
What happened? You're out on bowling?
Was that a secret Santa gift?
No. You're just never in on bowling.
I think COVID happened, didn't it?
Yeah, maybe. But still, bowling. I mean, come on. That was 100 years ago. We got to get back into bowling.
I like it when you're
fired up.
When you're fired up about something.
Should we form a bowling team? 1-800-636-1067.
No!
You know what? I'll put this up as the Chunky's poll of the day. Yeah. Brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. The perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. That's the problem with our bowling team. Like, if we joined a bowling league,
I mean, maybe there are different levels.
Maybe that could get better, though.
Wait, isn't T. Woods, like, silly or somebody that we know?
Maybe, but he's in Atlanta.
He lives 8 states away now.
I don't know. We'd have to find somebody.
You know that when I took that bowling class,
because if I bowl, like, a 110, we're not going to be...
I had, you know, I don't know if this ever happened. Maybe it's like I had a magical day where my hook was working.
Well, I remember you came back to the house.
And I shot a bowled, whatever you call it. For me, it was a good score, 186.
Yeah, I remember.
I'll never forget it. I'll literally never forget it. The hook was on point. Now when I go, when I do the hook, it'll hook right in front of the first pin and miss all the pins.
Gutterball central.
It hooks too much. But that day, I was blessed by God. He gave me one day.
Yeah. You were in the zone.
I was in the friggin' zone. Yeah. 186, baby. I don't even think that's that good for a bowler.
It's not. But it's good for hacks like
it's
us.
It's good for us.
Like a good bowler's like, obviously, anything over 220. 200. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you're no Jerome Bettis.
No,
I know that.
But 186. But can you beat 186? You ever beat that?
Definitely not.
Yeah. But I mean, I couldn't approach it.
I wouldn't I wouldn't be thinking about my 186 decades later.
Hold on. That happened in my 20s.
Yeah.
That happened 30 years ago.
That's not even a great score.
For me, I was touched by God. I was zone.
You got to be over 200 to brag about a bowling score.
200 is so hard.
That's almost as bad as a almost hole-in-one brag.
Do you know how hard 200 is?
That's how you know how honest I am. I'll never forget 186.
If you get 200, I give you much respect.
I don't think I could ever do that.
1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.